Second point, religious communities' contribution to integration. The message conveyed by the various religious traditions gives meaning to existence and recalls the dignity of every human being. In this spirit, communities encourage mutual respect, invite their members to actions of solidarity and justice. They thus contribute to strengthening relationships and supporting mutual assistance. That is why communities can play an important role in integration processes of their members. Some people are tempted to isolate themselves from society because of their convictions. Their communities, while offering them a welcome in the traditions that are familiar to them and create a sense of belonging, can help them to open themselves with confidence to living together with people of other convictions in a secularized world and in a democratic and secular state. These are quite long sentences, but actually it links with what we've just discussed, that these cultural communities, like the Bosniak or the Albanians, they have a twofold task or dimension. On the one hand, they provide a home, a sense of belonging, precisely in this specific Bosniak Muslim traditions. And in that, they bring comfort and as I said, they provide a home for people. And at the same time, they also help them to be open to the wider societies. And this is kind of the twofold task that religious communities have. And I think that's very important. And the platform tries to help the leaders of the communities to do precisely that, to offer a home and at the same time to open up. Roswitha is nodding.
When I read this, which I agree wholeheartedly, I cannot but think of terms like reverse mission. A lot of these communities have a feeling that our secularized world is not what they want to live in. And so Christians, Muslims, and maybe others, but those two I know about, try to work on their countrymen or on the people around them to adhere to their type of Islam or to their type of Christianity. It is in Christian circles often called reverse mission because people from Africa or Asia come back to Europe where the missionaries came from in many cases and say, we need to evangelize Geneva. And that is something that creates a lot of hardship and a lot of difficulties for local churches when they feel, why do they come and fish in our aquarium? Or why do they think that we are not Christians? So, and I think the same in worse situations is happening with Muslims when they have adapted their Muslim faith to living in a country like Switzerland, and imams, leaders from Saudi Arabia come and preach a more radical type of Islam and seduce young people to go and join the jihad in the worst of cases. So this article to me is very, very important, but maybe it doesn't go far enough in identifying some of the issues behind it.
Actually, in some of the following points, things will come up that touch upon these issues.
No, in this one.
Okay.